So this is my first official podcast. Doing this now is actually crazy, considering I've got like a crazy amount of stuff to get down. I'm currently on top of it. I'm currently getting, you know, everything's kind of under control and you know, I've got things done, like, ahead of time, and, you know, I'd say I'm really, like, on my A game at the moment, but it's still a very crazy time to be doing this. I've got this period of time I call, well, it's a countdown, so I think at the moment I'm on, like, I think it's, like, 84 or something, like, 84 days of hell, and, it's basically just a countdown. In that time, like in 84 days or whatever it is, I actually need to check today. I'm gonna be writing a very important exam, and well, I've got three others after that one as well. But in between now and then, I've got like a ton of projects, and I've got other tests and exams to do as well. Personally not as important to me, and they aren't really, you know, my drive, like the one that is happening in 80 whatever days. But so it is kind of a crazy time to be doing this, but it's also kind of the perfect time to just be doing this, just sitting and reflecting and thinking, and, you know, just kind of trying to find some motivation within, you know, just figure out, you know, what is the best thing to do? Like, what is the best mindset to be in? How do I get myself there? And I think that by doing this, it's kind of like, okay, well, this is the mindset I need to be in. So, you know, like, this is kind of like a reminder, you know, me sitting and actually just doing this and brainstorming. And I mean, I don't do it very often, but when I do decide to actually just sit and think and I won't say plan, but just actually just run through memories and run through what I need to do and just think about how I can get it done and just brainstorm, I guess. You know, I tend to have this, like, new take, like, this refreshed take on how I'm gonna get things done, and it, like, motivates me and it pushes me and it keeps me going, and I guess that's what this is. This is just me trying to just keep motivated. And like, I mean, currently, well, not right now, but currently I'm feeling good because I'm on top of things. But like, just before that, I had it's probably a few days ago, actually, I've gotten a lot done in a couple of days. But you know, I was really feeling, you know, stressed and demotivated, and like, how on earth am I going to get this done? You know, how am I actually realistically going to get everything I need to get done? And, it was like crazy. I was like, how? I don't understand how I'm going to do this. And, you know, I understand, like, I mean, people keep telling me, even my mom keeps telling me, like, you got to take it one step at a time. If you can't deal with a week at a time, go with a day at a time. If you can't do that, just take an hour at a time, you know, just take each moment. How am I going to deal with something later is not important right now. Just do what you have to do and sort out the little things now, you know. And, and it's hard, though, to do that, you know. Even if you know it's hard to just do the damn thing, you know. So, yeah, I was at this place where it's like, I don't know how I'm going to get things done. And then I started feeling like motivated, just getting some motivation. I started just trying to take care of myself, which is actually something I haven't really done much in my life. I've just, for some reason, neglected, I guess, myself in a way. And I think I always thought it was laziness, but it's just kind of, I get to a point where it's not priority to me because I've got so much going on, and I guess my priorities are wrong. You know, I should be taking care of myself. I am my biggest investment. But, you know, when you've got a lot of things to do, that's not the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, I need to take care of myself. It's, oh, how am I going to get everything I need to get done, you know, done in time? And so, yeah, I've just been really trying to take care of myself now, you know, spend a little bit of extra time just actually to remember, firstly, to even have breakfast, and on top of that, to just have a healthy breakfast, you know. I've only been doing it for a couple of days now where I'm actually trying very hard to have something healthy for breakfast. Or just, like, having enough water, you know, like, that's something that's really difficult to do. I'm actually thirsty right now. It's something really difficult to do. It's just to remember to have enough water. And, it's just, yeah, I don't know, it's one of those things where I'll continuously forget, you know, through the day. I don't know, for some reason when it's cold, I just, the thought of water, it's like, oh, I'll want water, but I just don't want to get it, or it'll be right there, and I just don't have the urge to drink water. And, you know, it's small, well, it seems like small things, but they're actually really big, important things. And I guess, like, if you take the time out of your day to actually just do things, do them right, you know, take care of your body, it repays you. I feel I've been working more efficiently. I've been working more efficiently, and I mean, it's good. I'm getting things done, you know. I've been using this app called Fabulous, and it is fabulous. I mean, it reminds me every morning to drink water. It reminds me to have a healthy breakfast. It's about creating habits, and habits are not something I've been used to. In fact, I've never been one for monotony. I don't like it. Some people feel secure in monotony. I cannot stand monotony. And I've just really been trying with this specific, you know, just to have a routine, just a small routine. I fear routine, but I feel I need just a bit of routine, because I feel it means I'll be actually taking care of myself. And when I do, like I said, I work efficiently, and that's what it's about, you know. I've got a goal, you know, there's somewhere I want to get, and if I'm not doing everything in my power to work well and get where I need to get, then it's, what's the point, you know? I'm wasting time, I'm wasting energy. And yeah, I mean, another app I've been using is, it's called Questions Diary, and it's so good. Like, it asks you these questions, and sometimes they're not even big questions, but it makes you think. It really makes you think. And when I'm answering, I even get a bit teary at times, because I think, oh, you know, sometimes we don't even appreciate ourselves as much as we should, and or we're too hard on ourselves. And then answering a question like, when you were a kid, did you ever think you would be here? Did you think you could get this far? Would your past self be proud of you? And you sit and you're like, damn, wow, I have accomplished things. I never expected to get here. And I mean, that it really hits home for me. So I think just holistically trying to take care of yourself in every way is so important. And, you know, I've never really cared much for doing that, but it's been something that I've been trying to do now. I've just been trying to just, so yeah, it's just been something that's just every day, you know, it's every day you've got to just hustle hard. Every day you've got to take care of yourself, you've got to take care of what you need to get done, because yeah, I mean, there's people who don't necessarily care. Maybe it's not that. Maybe there's just people who aren't ambitious, and that's what this is, you know, about. But for people who are ambitious, you know, getting somewhere and doing something, you've got goals, and they're important to you. They're sometimes amongst the most important things to you. And like, I have my reasons for wanting to get where I want to, and so, you know, it only makes sense to do what I need to do so that I can actually get to that point, so I can be where I want to be and then grow from there. And yeah, Yeah. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I think that's what I'm actually learning now, and it's probably something that I never realized, you know, completely that that's what it takes. For me, it was always, if I just hustle hard in this one thing, I'll get there. But it's actually holistic. You know, even if it means taking some time out of your study time just to actually eat something like a proper meal or have water or whatever, you think, oh gosh, I'm wasting time, but actually you're benefiting yourself, you're helping yourself work more efficiently. And I mean, it feels good, you know, it just, I feel better. And that's something that is amazing for me, because like I've struggled with depression for quite a few years. And when it comes to studying, when you're depressed, it's hard to study. You know, you can't just sit and focus, because you're so uninterested and demotivated and uninspired, and you know, you don't want to even do it. You don't feel like you can do it, so you just don't care, and you start like wanting to give up. And I'm not that person. I don't like giving up. In fact, I, at one point in my life, I was a never give up kind of person. And you know, now just taking care of myself, it's like that starts going away. It's like you stop being so depressed, you stop feeling the way that you know have been feeling. You start feeling like, wait, I can actually do this. Wait, I'm actually feeling good, you know. Oh, I'm not too tired. I can actually put in proper work. And I mean, the body is linked, you know, everything is linked in the body. Brain's connected to everything, and everything's connected to the brain. And, you know, if you don't keep a part of you healthy, why do we think that, you know, our brain's going to be able to work efficiently when, you know, something's constantly nagging in the body, like, hey, I need food, or hey, I need some water, or, you know, hey, I'm getting sick because you're not feeding me properly. And yeah, so I feel like I've completely gone out on a tangent, but I could be wrong. But I guess, yeah, that's basically what this is about. It's about going out on a tangent. It's just about talking about whatever comes to mind, just rambling on if that's what it is, but just being open and being realistic and just being in myself, like understanding, okay, this is what's going on, and this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm doing it, or this is what I need to do. I know there's a lot of things I need to do. Like, I need to declutter, not just physically, like my room, which is currently a mess, but even my mental state, my mind. I need to declutter. I need to get rid of what shouldn't be in there, and I need to, you know, feed it the good things. And yeah, so yeah, I think that's what I'm going to call this podcast. I'm going to call it Tangent, because the tangent, yeah, because that's basically what it is. It's going out on a tangent, and you do that a lot in life. It's just, you know, you get one thing gets thrown at you, and then something else gets thrown at you, and you're continuously going out on all these different tangents. You know, you've got one main thing that you start doing, and you know, you end up doing a billion different things. And to me, I think that's what life is. And you know, you can do that. People do that. That's what, you know, dealing with, you know, life's not one dimensional. So yeah, life's definitely not one dimensional. So yeah, I'm just grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful to have this platform to just, I mean, I say this about YouTube as well, and I'm grateful to have, I think our whole generation should be grateful. People who, we've got like platforms to actually just be open and just talk and just, you know, tell the world what we think. I mean, previously people couldn't do that. I'm going out on another tangent now, but people couldn't do that. Like, before the internet, I mean, you could have a thought or an idea, and it, that's all it could end up just being that for the rest of your life until you die. And you know, nowadays we take it for granted. You know, we post stupid things on Facebook and we don't even realize, you know, we don't realize how far that goes. Instead of posting, I had a Coke Zero for breakfast, whatever, you know, post something meaningful. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm trying to do with my YouTube channel. I'm trying to just post something meaningful. I'm trying to reach out to people. And it sucks for me. It sucks that people want short videos. They want short, quick, summarized versions of things, because that's not what life is. And when you need motivation, and that's what my channel is trying to do, I'm trying to make it fun, which is why I'm doing other things on it too, but I'm trying to, like, be motivational. I'm trying to inspire people. But when people want motivation and inspiration in 2 minutes, it's unrealistic. I mean, if you give me a 2-minute pep talk, okay, this is how I see it. I have stuff to share. I have personal experience. I can't give that and share and possibly touch people's hearts if I'm expected to do it in 2 minutes, you know? I'm a talker. I mean, clearly I've been going for 16 minutes here. I'm a talker. So YouTube for me is difficult right now. And I want to be monetized. And not just for the money, actually. Like, it's not even about that. I think that's a great perk. That's a great motivation, you know, like external motivation to just be like, you're doing a great job, you know, here's, you know, keep doing that. And I'm not to say that that's the only reason I would do that, because that's not true. I mean, my biggest motivation is because I want to inspire people, but I want to be monetized, because the amount of subscribers you have to have for monetization means that I will genuinely be reaching out to people. It's about getting to that number. It's about my goal is that number, and since that's monetization, then that's where I want to get. That's the goal. The goal is to have that many subscribers, have people watching my videos, have that watch time, because that means people are genuinely listening. And when people are listening, you absorb things. I genuinely believe that I read this, actually. I don't remember where I read this, but I loved it so much. Whatever it was, it said, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And I genuinely, with all my heart, believe that. Because you can never learn from other people. You can never learn new things and broaden your horizons and benefit from being in a room where you're the smartest person. Because people like being smart, and I'm guilty for that too. I enjoy having knowledge. I learn useless things sometimes, but it's because I have a genuine interest in just retaining knowledge. But when I go somewhere, when I go to an event, or if I get invited to a dinner, I don't, but if I do, I want to be in a place where I'm with people who are far beyond my intellectual level, because I want to learn from them. Not to say I want to be the stupid person in the... Well, I guess actually that is what I'm saying. But it's just, I want to learn from people, you know. I want to hear what they've, you know, their stories. I want to hear, you know, who are you and why are you who you are, you know. And I want to learn from that. And I'm genuinely interested. So I think it's, for me, it's just personally heartbreaking when people don't listen. They don't want to listen. That's actually what I was talking about. But yeah, I want to reach people. And I do genuinely hope that I will reach people at some point on YouTube. And I mean, you could ask the question, well, how long have you been on YouTube? I haven't been on for all that long. And I mean, I guess considering I haven't been on for that long, I guess I'm doing fairly well for myself then. But I just kind of feel like right now I've got things to say. I've got important things to say. I'm saying things, but I don't have enough people hearing what I'm saying. So it's frustrating, you know. It's like I want to get to the part where I have a whole bunch of subscribers so that people are actually hearing. And I know it's about the process. In fact, I'm all for that. am all for the process, and like I think it's just for this specific thing, it's frustrating because this process is not about me. It's not about I'm waiting for the process so that I can get where I want to get. It's about I've got to wait for the process so that I can help other people. That frustrates me more than I guess anything ever could, because you know I want to do something. I genuinely want to make a difference. But yeah, so that concludes my first podcast. I don't think I did too bad, 20 minutes. I'm surprised it didn't go longer, but it's a good thing. But yeah, if by some small chance somebody is listening to this, thank you for listening, and I hope we were on the same page. I hope that me going off on my tangents, plural, wasn't confusing, but you actually understood where I was coming from and what I was saying. Or if you didn't maybe agree with me, then I mean that's good too. That means you're genuinely listening, and I think opinionated people, I think it's a good thing to have opinions. Not to say that people should like shove their opinions, but I'm just saying I just personally think opinions are a good thing to have. So if you agree with what I've been saying, the things I've said, or disagree, just thank you for listening. And yeah, I hope you got something from what I said, or if not, I just hope you enjoyed listening, or maybe even related to what I've got to say and what I'm saying. So yeah, this is just the tangent. This is the tangent of life, I guess. This is a tangent in life, I should say.